This is the BBC.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily for Wednesday. Bumble Air Wednesday happens. Also, can I get another win on bangers? More sassy email replies from me to your boss and the weird things that people do when they're in couples. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio. Oh, Chris is all frustrated today.
I think it's just the stress this morning for me, Scott.
So many people will be able to relate to this. So, you know, the Streets, Chris's absolute favourite, they've announced a greatest hits tour. Bit of a weird title for it, which means, well, to me, it suggests they'll be back again.
Well, it suggests bangers to me, so that's fine.
That's fine, like all the hits, but Mike Skinner and co. do have form on this, where they go, this is our last gig ever. Everyone tries to get a ticket, and then they're like, a couple of years later, oh, no, this is our last gig ever.
Do you remember, it cost me a fortune at one point.
Yeah, because they do keep saying that. However, this could be the last gig ever, so, I mean, I understand your rush to get tickets.
So I logged on, I went through one of those priority things, you know, because a general sale is not like a priority thing. So anyway, logged on, loads of people were doing this morning, got through to the ticket website.
Let me guess, you got dropped out.
Oh, Scott, honestly, I was fuming, like, I nearly threw my phone. Then it makes you do a load of tests, like pictures, and it's like, tick all the boxes with road signs in.
Yes.
And you've got to do those. And some of them are actually difficult, by the way.
Yes.
Some of them, to prove you're not a robot.
It's an early morning test. It's like, why are you testing me like this? I just want to see Adele.
And like, I was clearly getting some of them wrong, and then it gets through to the payment bit, and then it just froze. And then you don't know what to do, because you don't know whether you should refresh at the top and risk just losing it all.
Yeah.
Or just let this thing play out and hopefully... But all the time you're thinking, they're going to run out of tickets. They're going to run out of tickets.
But then the longer you leave it...
Scott.
I don't like it.
And I left it. And then all of a sudden it just bolted. And this thing just... it went through. And I was... it took like 4 or 5 goes.
I don't like the stick or twist with the refresh thing. It's like... Is this
everyone
gonna
has
work,
to do it.
Or do I want to start from the bottom again?
But what are you meant to do? Because if you resubmit that form, it's like... It could all go wrong.
Exactly.
Back to the beginning.
Did you get any?
Got two.
Yes. Scott Mills. Alex in Stoke wants to know, was it the priority tickets that rhymes with Woe 2 that they went on sale with today in the Streets? Because he's trying to work out if his girlfriend has got him a ticket for that concert. It's his birthday on Saturday, so he's hoping that she has.
No.
Oh, but you don't know, do you?
But that's the worst possible situation, when you know, or where you have an inkling that your present is a certain surprise, but then there's a real chance that she didn't get tickets.
Yeah.
And then... When you open your present, you're going to be really disappointed. It's like, I know it's going to be the ticket, or I think it's going to be
the ticket. Yeah, you're going to be like, oh, it's definitely going to be the ticket.
And it's going to be, oh.
Oh, a next voucher. Scott Mills. One. Have you seen that Ellen DeGeneres is on this massive mission at the moment to get Beyonce to follow her on Instagram?
Yeah.
And she doesn't follow anyone, so imagine being the one person she follows. So far, she's put loads of posts similar to Beyonce's on her Instagram, put a billboard up in front of her house.
One.
I know it's not quite the same, but do you remember when I begged Zayn Malik to follow me?
Yeah, but it was slightly easier, it felt.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not quite the same level, but he did it after about 5 days. So if you look at his Insta now, there's only about 12 people he follows, but it does include, and I'm quite proud of this, Drake, Gigi Hadid, and Scott Mills. I'll have that. Thanks very much. Yeah. Scott Mills. One. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about when you get a slightly horrible email from your boss, and what you really want to do is send a proper sassy reply back. But obviously you can't, because you do quite like your career.
Yes.
But what I can do for you, it's like my new service, is I can write the reply that you'd really like to send back to your boss when you get one of these unpleasant emails.
I think this is great, because the amount of times I've typed out a text or an email and I've really wanted to send it, and then I've gone, do you know what? Take a couple of breaths, calm down, and then send the reply that you probably should reply, but it's the reply that you don't really want to do. And what's amazing about this is hearing it on radio and hearing you vent is really helpful, I think.
Because it makes it feel like you've sent it, even though you haven't, and you've still got your job. Hooray.
Yeah, it's kind of like you've actioned it by getting it broadcast on radio, even if it hasn't gone straight to your boss.
Now, I've had an email here from someone who obviously needs to remain anonymous, but they've got one of these emails from their boss and they want a sassy reply. Isn't that right, person on the line?
Yeah, that's absolutely it, Got an email just the other day.
Okay, I'm not going to say your company, obviously, or where you work, that would be bad. I'm not going to say your name, so I'm going to call you Rap Monster.
Fantastic.
Who is one of the 7-piece Korean boy band BTS.
Brilliant.
Okay. You know that song that everyone's talking about at the moment, BTS?
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Now, Rat Monster, you've already sent me the email from your boss that you want me to reply to, so let's just have that now. Let's read this out.
Hi there. I'm sorry to have to send this email to remind you of a workplace phone policy. It states that personal mobile devices should not be used excessively during work hours. Increasingly, I come into the office and I see you on your mobile phone. I would like this to be a gentle reminder that excessive use is not acceptable. If you do not feel that you have enough work to be getting on with, then of course that is something we can look to address. Thank you.
Thing is, right, Rat Monster, I think you probably are breaking the rules here, aren't you?
I am a little bit, but so is everyone else. It's that doesn't justify it. Of course it doesn't.
Do you feel that you've been singled out?
A little bit, yeah. Especially given the situation that had happened just previously.
What happened?
Well, the boss was in the office talking to a group of us, and she was laughing, being jovial, sort of joining in with, if you like, the office banter. And then the next minute, she's scuttled off to her office and sent this email out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also, like, the wording on it and everything is about, you know, should not, and not using your phone too excessive. You're allowed to use your phone. It's just, by the sounds of it, you've been using it too much.
Well, that's it. That's the other thing. She's not even in the office that often, so I'm not entirely sure how she would know that.
Right.
She's probably tracking you. See, really, the email you should send is, I'm sorry, miss. No, it's not school, is it? But you know what I mean. Sorry, it won't happen again. That's what you should send.
That is exactly what I should send.
Out of interest, just to help you with the sassy reply, Scott, what are you generally using your mobile phone for when you should be working?
Typically, it's when, like, a Snapchat comes through.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Tinder?
Sometimes it's when someone tweets as well, it comes through.
So basically, you're using it for all social media.
So think about that in the sassy reply, Scott.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, leave it with me. I'll write it in this song, okay?
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Oh, all the angry managers are on now. This is from Tom. How about you focusing on your work instead of wanting to send a sassy email because you're on your phone all the time? I wish the email to you was stricter than it actually was, from a disgruntled manager who has this problem with his staff being on the phone all the time.
Do you know what? I did suspect that we would get lots of managers on, but this is the point. Like, people don't feel that they can reply to you in the way that they want.
No.
We've got to give them their chance.
And I admit that maybe, well, we've called him Rat Monster now because he doesn't want his name to be said, which I understand because he'll get fired. I understand that he probably shouldn't be on his phone all the time at work. I understand that's bad. So here's the email that Rat Monster, that's what we're calling him, got from his boss. And then I'm going to write the sassy reply that you really wish you could press send on. Here we go.
Hi there. I'm sorry to have to send this email to remind you of a workplace phone policy. It states that personal mobile devices should not be used excessively during work hours. Increasingly, I come into the office and I see you on your mobile phone. I would like this to be a gentle reminder that excessive use is not acceptable. If you do not feel that you have enough work to be getting on with, then of course that is something we can look to address. Thank you.
Okay. Do you want a reply?
I am very keen for your reply. I like the way that you represent people here as well. It's like you're not a lawyer.
Obviously, but you could never send this, but this is what you really want to send. Dear boss, I hear what you're saying about the use of my phone in work hours, but come on, hun, it's the 21st century. You want me to go for a whole workday without being on it? Are you for real? While I understand that you don't pay me to socialise, I'm often picking up emails from you at either 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and often replying to them. That's me, doing work, after 5 p.m. It needs to work both ways, babes. Can you ignore a notification on your phone? I very much doubt it. I would like to suggest you revise the rules so I can at least check my WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter and Snapchat at least 5 times a day during work. Also, I am single and desperately looking for love, so I'd like to suggest 10 swipes on Tinder. Having a partner would increase my happiness and therefore lots more work done, so it will actually benefit the company in the long run. Let's be honest, I'm not going to miss out on a fitty just because one of your pointless deadlines. All the love, Rat Monster.
That's really good. That's a good one.
And then right at the end, sent from my iPhone.
Scott Mills.
I'm just checking out the 2018 Joe Jonas calendar because we played that song. Yes. Should we order each other 2018 calendars soon?
Are they still a thing?
Calendars, oh. I'm going to get you, because I've just seen that they are on pre-order, Nathan Sykes.
I'm going to get you Chris from Love Island,
No, I want Megan McKenna, please.
Oh, do you?
Scott Mills.
Oh, a quick running out of music alert, by the way. You know how sometimes we say that eventually the world is going to run out. And it's pure by coincidence, but some new songs do sound quite similar to old songs. Only certain amounts of notes and melodies
exactly.
you can put together, you know?
Yeah.
The Craig David song we just played, Heartline. So here's the Craig track. Quite similar to...
Every time I hear that banging remix of that, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm the king of the castle, you're the dirty rascal. That's all I hear.
We just found out those are the only two lines of King of the Castle.
I know, right? I've been singing it most of my life.
Yeah.
King Castle, you're dirty rascal,
yeah,
right?
But you'd think there'd be like a verse and a chorus.
Yeah,
that's
there's nothing around it. Most of the other ones have at least some kind of weird second verse that you never heard. It's a bit like when you do, I'm not saying the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme is a nursery rhyme, but I'm saying you know the awkward second verse on that no one knows when you try and do the rap.
Yeah, you never hear it, but there is one.
But I've never questioned the fact that you're the king of the castle and I'm the king of the castle, you're the dirty rascal has no other lyrics.
That's as far as it goes. No idea where we got that remix from.
Radio 1.
New nursery rhymes first.
Scott Mills.
Oh, it's really, really time we did this. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. And first, the Disciples on yesterday's show.
We continue with tracks from Jesse Rhodes, a brand new one taken
You've
from
probably played with this lot.
Latest EP. And the new one on Tool Room Records. It's Munich's up-and-coming super producer, Posh Vank.
That's so close. That is too close. How did you get away with this?
Thomas Schaffernacker.
Thomas Schaffernacker from the BBC Weather Centre. Hi, Tom.
Hiya.
It's cold. Remember the woman that stopped speeding motorists outside her house with a hairdryer?
When you've got cars and bikes going meow, meow, meow all up and down the road, it had to stop. Quite simply, by picking up one of those and going like that, I have never seen so many people's brake lights go on, and all it is a hairdryer.
Hello.
Are you alright?
Yeah, good, yeah.
You alright?
Yeah, you.
Alright.
Hello, you alright?
You alright?
You alright?
Yeah, you.
You alright?
Yeah, good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
How are you, right?
You alright?
Yeah, good, you?
Yeah, good.
Awesome.
I'm good, how are you?
Not bad.
Good.
Hello.
Alright.
Yeah, you?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
How are you?
Alright, Del.
How are you in 30 seconds?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hi.
Hello, you alright?
Yeah, good, how are you?
Good.
Alright.
All right, yeah. Yeah. All right, yeah, good. I'm good.
Not really, no. Yeah, you. Yeah, you,
all right, doll.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you. All right, doll. Len Goodman and Arlene Phillips on Holiday. Mmm. Oh. Oh, I tell you what. Right. Oh. Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Just a holiday.
Mm, yummy. Mm. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Spot a dick for the dessert.
Go on over the window, Gary. Go on over the window.
New £1 coin. It's got a tight. It is lovely. New £1 coin.
Bamboleo, bamboleo.
That is the best gap ever. Okay. That's genuinely the funniest thing I've heard in ages.
Oh. Oh, I tell you what.
Where are you, everyone?
Hello.
Shout out to Liv.
8-1-9.
Just tweeted, what's going on
Getting
on Radio 1?
Getting this in my mouth too good.
Dan in Stafford. Ben in Norfolk on his tractor, yes. Best gap in a while, lads. Sam bumbling his plough off in Martin. confidently winter bulking already. That's Richard on his beet harvester. I didn't say go on winter bulking yet.
No, you haven't given the word go yet on that, so leave it out.
Dan and Adam in Stoke bumbling away in the rain in fixing the car, soaked at the moment. Tom and Caitlin finally on the road back to the beautiful West Country after spending too long in London. Dan in the dunk truck in Wareham. Josh from Cheltenham. He says, best gap ever, got me well up for my cup final tonight.
Oh, good luck.
Hannah in Cambridge. Charlotte in Swansea. And Felix bumbling in Worcester. Hello there.
Ian doing horse's teeth in Bristol, bumbling away right now. Zach Dingle pumping slurry in Hampshire. I can't remember if he's
Zach
that
Dingle?
One.
Is that off of Emmerdale?
Is that one? Chris in Cardiff.
Yeah, oh, clappy bit.
Oh, I tell you what. Oh, smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Great one.
Will and John in Staffordshire, also on their tractors. Michelle in Nottingham. Rob in Dartford.
Jay creasing in the library right now. Blame Len Goodman.
We love you, Len. Katie by the pool in Tenerife, but it's the last day, so she had to check out at 12. Rubbish. And Samuel in Edinburgh, loving the gap today. Thank you.
Dick back there. Have you got a spare dick?
Scott Mills.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's get you through the rest of Wednesday afternoon with Galantis. I've also got Wolf Alice and Niall coming up and a bit of Ariana Grande. Yes, Queen. Tom is 25 in Somerset. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hey. All right.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on?
What's going on to you?
I'm working in Somerset today.
Okay, you're an automatic door engineer. You're the one that makes them open as soon as you step near them.
That is my job, yes.
Yeah, apart from when they don't.
Well, that's when I get called out and I make them open again.
Yeah, because there is a bit of a fear for everyone who works in this BBC building that at some point, well, it's not the automatic doors, it's revolving doors. Is that a different trade to you? Or can you still deal with them?
That's a completely different ball
Sorry.
Game. I run away from them.
Our revolving doors do my absolute nutting, though. Because
they're good fun, though.
Yeah, but they're not here, because what happens is you put your pass on, it goes beep, and then the door just goes boom and stops, and you're like, oh, rubbish.
And then it backs then up.
It backs up, and you're stuck in it.
It starts going beep, 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 backs up. I mean, everyone looks at you. Everyone's like, I can't use revolving doors.
Everyone's like, can you not use them?
Shoot.
Seriously, it causes a right scene in reception. Anyway, here's what I've got for you today. Tom in Somerset. Tom Novi. Your buddy. I
forgot who did this for a second.
Tom Novi.
How can you forget?
Quite easily, actually. It's his only hit.
Was it?
Yeah,
I suppose it was. Yeah,
banger.
Big tune. No, all right, Tom, you can have that choice. You have my choice today, which is this. Scott?
Right there. Which is this.
Good song, right?
Oh.
This is the Hives, Hate to Say I Told You So. I'll be so up for hearing this today.
They're both good.
Yeah, good choices today.
Yeah, good choices today.
Shouty bit.
Yes.
I like when they're this different because it says a lot about you, Tom, where you go with this one.
Okay. All right, yeah, both very different choices. I've only recently downloaded MC Songs. It's just got good.
Well, that's
well random.
Oh, I don't know. I'm a bit of like a carnival background, so I like a bit of a boogie, a bit of a beat, if you know what I mean.
Right. Well, with your carnival background, what would you like to choose?
I am going to go for... yeah, you got it, Scott, it's you.
Yes.
No.
Now, see, I haven't heard that for a very long time, so it pleased me. That was Tom Novi in Your Body.
Yep.
I would have also liked to hear The Hives, though.
I know, I know.
The Hose?
Well, look, 2-1 to you. You're 2-1. Smashing it.
Come on.
Scott Mills.
That's actually my favourite song by The Weeknd. I know that's a bit weird because he's done like other bangers such as I Can't Feel My Face.
I know what you mean though. When it kicks in,
oh,
it's yeah,
so good.
Tune.
The Weeknd, The Hills on BBC Radio 1. Do you know, I feel like I haven't watched TV for so long.
Why?
I don't know. Like, everything is starting up again or I'm really behind with it. Like, this show Liar that everyone's talking about.
I was just about to say, do you want me to be that annoying person who goes, oh, have you seen Liar though?
No.
But you obviously go, no.
No. Is it finished?
Last one next Monday.
Everyone's raving about it.
And it's one of those types of shows that it's like you're thinking to yourself, okay, 2 days' time it's Liar, 1 day's time it's Liar.
Oh, one of those, is it?
Yeah, it's really, well, it's a bit dark, but it's good.
Okay. Obviously, The Apprentice is back on. Should I bother with that?
I always feel like I'm not that bothered about The Apprentice. Then I end up watching it. I think it's still funny.
Yeah. And then... Oh, I still haven't seen The Last Dr. Foster. I'm just so behind with everything.
You know, when I watch The Apprentice, I find myself acting like I'm some kind of big business brain, you know? So I'm trying to, imagine who's going to get kicked out. I'm still doing that.
Dr. Foster, I know she dies, but no one's told me the rest of it. So it's a joke, obviously. Oh, here they will come. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Sam.
Hey, Sam. Where are you today?
Hey, I'm in Scotland, in Edinburgh.
Okay. How can I help you?
I was just calling about last week you were talking about camping indoors.
Yeah, well, Chris mentioned this, and this is a classic case of, like, everything about my life is now on the radio.
Mm. Yes. Oh, yes, I do remember this. This is... I did reveal that you, Scott, instead of camping outdoors, because it's not really your thing, what you like to do is pitch up a tent inside your living room.
Yeah.
Invite one or two or three people over, and you'll camp in your... In your living room.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No, it's a lovely idea because you can control the temperature, obviously, because it's, you know, central heating.
Yeah.
And you're near a decent food supply and a water supply. It's actually the perfect place to camp.
Let me tell you, right, and if you haven't tried this, do. It's all the joy of camping, but warm, dry, and with a television.
Mm.
Do you do this as well then, Sam?
It was a few months ago. I was having a bit of a rubbish day at work and I thought I'd really like just to go home and get cosy, and I thought I'll build a little fort. So I texted my boyfriend and he thought it was a great idea. Drove home, got his tent, came back, and we put the full tent up in the living room, put all cosy covers, duvets, everything inside it, and just made a little tent fort.
Incredible boyfriend points from him. You wanted to just make a fort. He thought, actually, the fort isn't really working out well, so I'm going to run and get my tent. Yeah. And you pitched up a tent inside. Had a lovely time.
Yeah, he raised the fort game to a tent.
Do you do what I do and sometimes just unzip the tent and see what's outside, but actually it's just the living room?
Yeah, we did put all up and we're inside it. Just cosy. We also got the TV down on the floor. So
yeah.
We had our dinner. It was amazing.
That's quality. So it's not just you, Scott. Actual couples are doing this as well. Kind of a weird thing to do as a couple of mine. But
when you're in the tent, it feels like you're camping.
Yeah.
It does.
I know you love it.
It's all zipped up. Warm.
It sort of bonds you two as a couple. That's what I like about this. I think it's really cool when as a couple you've got something going on when no one else really does it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's only something you do with your boyfriend or girlfriend.
We actually slept in it for about 3 or 4 days in a row, and we were getting up and going to work normally, but we got a little bit fed up of it. So we actually, my boyfriend took the tent upstairs and built it over our bed.
Oh my word. Wow.
That's really special.
I've never done that.
I don't know if you've been into a shop that rhymes with old IKEA, and they have little tents over their bed for kids. So he sort of fashioned something similar out of his tent. And
right, okay.
Oversharing.
Yeah, you've taken it too far. I reckon we'll get more things that people do as a couple, which no one else does as well.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of funky stuff that you do with your...
Okay. Let us know.
Scott Mills.
Oh, God, chill out, guys. Come on. Mission Horsham. Well, thanks very much. You've ruined Dr. Foster for me. I haven't, though. I gave you the wrong ending. That doesn't happen.
Might be a double bluff, though.
How dare you ruin Dr. Foster? That's from Dan. It's Dr. Foster, Dan, not Foxter, but yeah. I think they're going to have bangers for years, I do. I think they're here to stay. That is Disciples. We supported On My Mind a lot. And that's the new track, Jealousy. They were good on the show earlier this week. Scott Mills here. Bodega Don Lento is coming up. We've somehow stumbled on things that only this certain couple do in their relationship. They think it's unique. No one else does it. Nicola, what's yours?
So if me and my boyfriend are in a supermarket or anywhere really and we lose each other, one of us will do the Hunger Games whistle and the other one will respond and we just keep it going until we find each other again.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Do you mean this one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Can I hear you do it? Because I'm not sure if I was in Tesco that I could hear you.
Right, I'll give it a go.
Okay, go.
Hang on.
Come on, if he's
so
if he's
creepy.
Like, if he's five aisles away, there's no way he's going to hear that.
Yeah, well, it's a treat.
And then you listen out for the response. There is something quite horrible about being lost in the supermarket from someone, because it's major stress trying to find them. And then you see a glimpse of them right down the other end of the supermarket moving to the next aisle.
Yeah, but they just...
You're like, whoa!
You're in an aisle and they're at the end of it and they just go past.
Yeah. And you just see them scuttle by. It can be awkward. But you're solving this with your whistle. Like,
yep. So I really don't know why no one else does it, because like, it goes above what everyone else is saying in the supermarket, so you hear it no matter where you are.
Does it? So you do it, and then he will hear that you're in trouble, that you're lost, because he might just be busy buying milk or something, but he's like, whoa, she's lost. And then the reply will come from him.
And we just keep it going.
Definitely never heard that before.
I mean, I hope no one else does it, because otherwise it's not going to work. Because it'd just be loads of people doing it.
Yeah, well, now you've told everyone it's going to be hundreds of people in your supermarket doing it. You've ruined it.
That's the problem. Next time, your cry for help will get answered by some weirdo.
Munya!
Hello.
What's the thing that only you and your partner do?
We communicate only in a flamboyant Australian accent.
Okay. What made you decide on this?
Well, I don't really know what it was, really, Scott. It was just sort of like, it just happened. Just sort of takes the edge off of what we're talking about. So especially when we're arguing, it's just sort of like a, instead of being like a, you know, no, don't do this, no, I'm really mad at that, it's more of a like a, no, 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 I'm really not happy with what you're doing.
Do you know who else do this? And this is absolutely true.
Who?
Little Mix.
I don't believe that.
They do, honestly, right? They do it all the time. They communicate via Australian. Yeah. They just go, like, halfway through interviews, they'll go into Australian.
I can't join in because I can't do the Australian accent.
Okay, but go.
It really annoys me because I love Summer Heights High.
Hi, Chris, how are you going?
Hi, Scott, I'm good, thank you.
I heard a bit of Ugandan there in the background.
What?
I heard a bit of Ugandan there in the background, Chris.
All right, well, good to speak to you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Thanks very much.
Mate, see you soon.
I say, okay, now. Mate, see you soon. Bye. Next, it's Reese. Hey, Reese.
Hello, Scott. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm really good. Now, Reese actually works here at One Extra. He's got a new show, One Extra Talks.
Yeah. Sundays. It starts in November.
Yeah, Sundays in November. But he's not completely loyal to One Extra because he's joining in with our chat now. So, Reese, can you please tell us what you and your girlfriend do together, which I don't think anyone else will do.
You're ruining my career before it's even begun.
Listen, it's you who wanted to get involved. It's you wanting to get involved in this. Just be honest.
And the first episode of One Extra Talks, we're going to talk about this. What is it, Reese?
So me and my girl, occasionally, we'll put a finger up each other's noses and then lick the bogey.
You're eating each other's bogeys there.
Oh, wow, this is career limiting.
Why?
He's not even started yet.
why
would you call my show and say that before you've done your first proper show on? Like, see, okay.
I thought it was good promo.
Right. Well, it is good promo, Reese. But,
okay. No, but what you're doing is making the mistake here of saying things that at some point will come back and bite you.
Yeah.
Christmas party being one place.
Yeah, well, Christmas party's not that long. You're telling me you retrieve the bogey and then you each lick each other's finger?
Yeah, we're more lickers than eaters. So we get the bogey and then just give it, like, just a little lick.
Oh, my God.
This is so grim.
If I'm going to be completely honest, and I was just like, let's see what it tastes like.
Okay.
Yeah, great. Well, and good to experiment sometimes.
Well, hers are quite sour.
this is disgusting. Right, okay. But it's what you do as a couple, and that's the point here. This is what you do as a couple that you don't think any other couple. Yeah. I don't think any other couples would do this.
And what does she say that yours tastes like?
Well, sweet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Reese. Well, pineapple. Good luck with the new show. Thanks for sharing.
Cheers.
Love you.
Good.
Bye.
Scott Mills.
You know from the Theresa May speech last week where the coughing one, where someone created a thing on the internet where you could change the words that are falling off behind? Mm. Don't know why it made me laugh so much. But I'll show you now. There's one someone created the words behind to say, it started when I looked in her eyes, I got close and I'm like Bailemos, and then Bailemos completely falls off. That was the mix of Reggaeton Lento.
Scott Mills.
I do worry about the quality of my television viewing at the moment. I was saying earlier, I've not watched good shows like Liar, but I am obsessed with Thursday night's Cosbromans at the moment.
Are you watching that? I am. I don't think I've really got into that at all.
Oh, you'd like it though.
Would I?
Yeah, see, everyone that likes Love Island will like Bromans because it's same, only set in ancient Rome.
I thought I would like it, but I don't hear many people talking about it as much.
Oh, it's been nominated for a blooming NTA, National Is Television it? Award, yeah. The wrestling challenges are quite something. And they're all getting quite bromantic now as well. They're all kind of like bonding with each other. You'd like it. I mean, it's absolute nonsense.
Will the Bromans be on the show at some point?
I mean, yes, if they could bring those outfits as well. And they're really in keeping with ancient Rome, the outfits. So you've got your togas there.
Are they going to do a celebrity bromance?
Oh, they need to.
Why? Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.